23, we looking at the Lord's leading in the paths of righteousness. We've looked at the various ways in which God leads, and these, of course, overlap. One includes the other. We saw last week that He guides us, or He leads us, by imparting wisdom. Brother Kevin was just speaking about, we see from James chapter 3 that there is a wisdom that comes from below, an earthly wisdom, and we see that there is a wisdom from above. And the wisdom that is from above is something that God guides us with. We read in Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 10, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Need wisdom. Gives us direction in life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 12, wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. The excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. So there we see wisdom gives life because it leads in the paths of righteousness. The wisdom that is from above does not lead us astray, will not ruin our lives. It promotes life. It promotes strength. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 16, then said I, wisdom is better than strength. That is physical strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Worldly wisdom is detached from God. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 21, the wisdom of the world is foolishness. With God. It's detached from God. And if we follow worldly wisdom, and if you follow worldly wisdom to its destination, you will find yourself detached from God. It'll lead you further from God. But this wisdom that is from above is profitable to direct. Therefore, there in Proverbs 3, 13 and 14, it is of great value. Cannot be purchased. So we see the various ways in which God leads us. Now we want to look at the direction of God's leading. It's in the paths of righteousness. It's not to the paths of righteousness, though that is so. But He doesn't just take us to the paths of righteousness. He takes us in the paths of righteousness. And as we are in that path, He continues to lead in the path of righteousness. He does not lead off of that path. He leadeth in the paths of righteousness. God does not lead one to go from the paths of righteousness to the paths of unrighteousness. He does not lead us to go from the spiritual to the carnal. He leadeth in the paths of righteousness. First, He leads us to, and He leads us in. And as long as we're in that path of righteousness, we have God's leading. One of the worst things that God can do to us is leave us to ourselves. And then we begin to follow our own wisdom. And the problem with our own wisdom is that it makes sense to us. It makes sense to us, and therefore it's hard to convince someone otherwise. But the Lord, of course, He leads in the paths of righteousness. He knows what he's doing. So consider God's leading. God leads through. God leads us through many things. That's implied there in verse 4, that he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. And we can get to the valley of the shadow of death following his leading. His leading doesn't necessarily end in a rose garden. It could end in the valley of the shadow of death. But as long as you're in the paths of righteousness, you have the continual leading of the Lord. It ought to frighten us to follow our own earthly wisdom. It ought to frighten us. In the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 18, we want to notice God leading through. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. He led them through the way of the wilderness. And if you follow the paths of righteousness, they may go through the wilderness. They will not get you stuck in the wilderness. They get you through the wilderness. And that's how God leads. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 15, who led thee through that great and terrible witness, wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions. These were things that could do great harm, and drought, where there was no water. But notice, he led thee through. And again, the paths of righteousness may go through the wilderness. The paths of righteousness may go through fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, those things that threaten us. And when we're faced with those things, the devil many times will tell us we need to depend upon our own reasoning. But if you do that, you'll get stuck in that wilderness. But if you follow God's leading, you'll get through it. And again, God's leading is the path of righteousness. People have said many times when they're in a difficult situation, well, I had no other choice, and that's not so. That's a lie of the devil that someone has bought, hook, line, and sinker. You have a choice. There is a right way, and it's God's way. It's God's way. People say, I had no other choice. I had to steal. I had to lie. I had to do this. I had to do that. No, you didn't. God leads through. Just follow the path of righteousness. In Psalm 136 and verse 16. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. Because God is merciful, he leads us through the wilderness. We deserve to be destroyed in the wilderness. But because God is merciful, he leads us through. But again, remember, it's in the paths of righteousness. Paths of righteousness can go through the wilderness. See, a lot of times people do what's right and they find themselves in a wilderness, and the flesh will say and the devil will say and the world will say, you shouldn't have gone that way. But you just follow the paths of righteousness. God leads through. Isaiah 48:17. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as waves of the sea. Verse 21, and they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He led them through the deserts. The reason they did not thirst is because of what God did. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Human reasoning does not say, I'm going to go through the desert, and I expect that the rocks, water will gush out of the rocks. Human wisdom will never lead you that way. But God's wisdom can lead to the desert, and then God's wisdom causes one to depend on God, look to God, and waters come from the rocks. Isaiah 63, verses 12 and 13. That led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name. That led them through the deep, talking about the Red Sea, of course, as a horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. So God leads through. The paths of righteousness may go through difficult times, but God leads in the paths of righteousness, and the paths of righteousness go through. He also leads forth in the book of Exodus chapter 15. The book of Exodus chapter 15 and verse 13. Thou in thy mercy has led forth the people which thou hast redeemed and hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. He led forth, and then notice the last phrase, unto thy holy habitation. He leads forth. And again, it may go through the wilderness, but if you follow God's leading, you will end up in thy holy in his holy habitation. That is, you end up with God. That's always so. Psalm 107 and verse 7. Psalm 107 and verse 7. And he led them forth by the right way. And he always does. He leads forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. There it is again. There's a city of habitation. There's a wonderful place. So God leadeth through or forth. It's in the paths of righteousness. Does not lead his people contrary to his person. He does not lead his people contrary to his word. He does not lead his people contrary to his will. He leads in paths of righteousness. He leads in his paths. His paths, again, coincide with his person, coincide with his word, coincide with his will. Isaiah 2, verse 3, Micah 4, verse 2, they are referred to as his paths. There's a lot of paths in the world. We face them every day. But always remember, there are his paths also. There are the world's paths. There are the devil's paths. There are paths of our own making. But there are also his paths. And those are the ones that we ought to be interested in. Those are the ones that we ought to be drawn to. And they are paths of righteousness. They will not lead you astray. They will not lead to unrighteousness. He leads in paths of righteousness. So you're faced with several different paths. There is a path of righteousness. Get in that path, and He leadeth in paths of righteousness. There, in the path of righteousness, you are assured of God's leading. You get out of the path of righteousness, and you may be left to yourself. And out of the paths of righteousness, God's hedges are removed. You get beyond the hedges of God. And when that happens, you have now opened yourself to all kinds of temptations, miseries, and so on. So paths of righteousness. These are good paths. These are good. The path may go through some places that we don't consider good, but you stay on the path of righteousness. God leads in that path, and it's a good path. They are virtuous. They are upright. They are moral. They are honorable. Paths of righteousness. It's unbelievable. Well, it's really not because of depravity of flesh, but the things that many will say that God is leading them to, or leading them to do. God's paths are always paths of righteousness. They're not contrary to His Word. He leads in a way that is proper. Paths of righteousness are proper ways. God doesn't lead in that which is improper. He leads in paths that are lawful. That is, they align with God's Word. And they are correct. They are correct paths. Doesn't matter. You can take an opinion poll on which way I should go. You shouldn't need to do that. But you can if you want to. And you will find all kinds of advice that's not lawful. That's not correct. That's not honorable. But God leads in paths of righteousness. Notice in Psalm 107, verse 7, and He led them forth by the right way. By the right way. He always does. May not seem right to us at the time, but God always leads in the right way. John chapter 16, verse 13. John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into, not unto, though that is so, but into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself. And what that means, He does not speak of Himself independently from God. He is not detached from God. The Lord's paths will not lead you to be detached from God. But whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. So the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, leads in paths of righteousness. He leads in ways of truth. And when He does, this provides us protection, and we find provision. Many times people go astray because they have... their circumstances are of great need. They have this great need, and they think if they go down this path, there's a job down this path. There doesn't look like there's a job down this path, though this is obviously the path of God, but there's no job on that path that I can see. So I'm going to take this path because I can see a job on this path, or whatever you want to put there. In Deuteronomy 29 and verse 5, I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. A shoe that lasts 40 years, clothes that last 40 years. This is God's provision. This is God's protection. And where do we find God's provision? Where do we find God's protection? We find it following the Lord. Paths of righteousness. You may not be able to see it looking down that path, but you should not have to see it. There's a thing called faith, and you just follow the Lord. And you know that following Him, there will be protection, there will be provision. There will also be satisfaction, and there will be fruitfulness. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. Once again, God's leading may take you through drought, but He will satisfy you in drought. There's satisfaction in following the leading of the Lord. And make fat thy bones, that is, there's health, there's strength. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, there's fruitfulness. And like a spring of waters whose waters fail not. So God leads. Following God's leading, there's provision, there's protection. Following God's leading, there's satisfaction. There's fruitfulness. And these ways in which God leads are characterized by life. That is an abundance of spiritual life. In Psalm 16, verse 11, Thou wilt show me the path of life. A path of life. If there's a path of life, there's also a path of death. He will show me the path of life in thy presence. This identifies the path of life, is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The path of life is the presence of God. Again, God does not lead further from Himself. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 6, Proverbs 5, verse 6. Lest thou shouldst ponder the path of life. Again, there it is, the path of life. Also, God's leading is in mercy and truth. Psalm 25. And verse 10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. God leads. God leads His people in paths of righteousness. And again, these paths, they may go through difficult places. They may go through places that no one else can survive in. But you follow these paths and they go through. They don't stop in the wilderness. You will not die in that wilderness spiritually. God's paths go through. They do not exempt us from difficulties. They do not exempt us from difficult places. They do not exempt us from trials. But they go through these things. You take your own path, May I say that path will not exempt you from trials either. But you won't go through the trial. You'll get stuck in the trial. And there's a big difference. Getting stuck and going through. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Every single day. If we have an ear that will hear and a heart that will respond, we will hear God's leading. Go this way. Go this way. And our tendency is to stop and try to figure it out. That's mistake number one. Because now what you've done is you've opened the door for your own human reasoning or the reasoning of someone else to enter in. Follow the Lord. And then he tells us the reason for his leading, and we'll get to this next week, for his name's sake. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It's not just for me. He does it for him. For his name's sake. For his honor. For his glory. And the best way to honor and glorify the Lord is just to follow the Lord's leading. Just to follow God's leading at all times, realizing no matter what the circumstance, no matter how bad it may seem, God has a path, and we need to be in that path. That's a safe path. That's a good path. No matter what it looks like, it's a good path. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for your leadership. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd. We thank you that there are paths of righteousness that you lead us in. We pray, Lord, that you would lead us to those paths, that you would lead us in those paths. Lord, that we would always look to you for wisdom, for guidance. We do pray today, Lord, that you'd help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray that you would cause our hearts to draw closer to thee. Cause our lives, Lord, to be more in conformity with thy person. That everything we do, Lord, would be for your honor, for your glory, for you. We do pray for the lost, that you would speak to their hearts, that you would open their hearts to salvation this day, that you would do the miracle of grace in their hearts and lives today. Cause them, Lord, to see their need of thee. We do pray for those that are sick. We pray for those that are traveling, Lord, that you'd be with them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.